how do you guys figure out your list? What's all the data you take in, and how do you figure out who's number one, who's number 13, who's number 87?
Mm-hmm. We collect anonymous GPS speed measurements from people navigating with smartphones, sat-navs, and in-dash systems in their cars. And we use that to look at what are travel times in quiet, uncongested periods, and what are travel times during the course of the whole day, and then specifically in the morning and evening peaks. And so we can calculate, based on that, how much extra travel time do people have in busy periods due to traffic congestion.
Again, to be honest with you, whenever I saw that Atlanta was 13, I was actually kind of surprised that it was that quote-unquote low.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. I mean, generally, everyone in their own city thinks that they have the worst traffic, but Atlanta would have been in the top 10 if Houston and Boston didn't have the dubious distinction of pushing it down. So I'm sure it's not much comfort to people stuck in traffic every day in Atlanta, but in a sense, it's one of the reasons that we publish a report, because we really want people on the road everywhere to think about why are they sitting in the same traffic jam every day and consider some of the options. In Atlanta, for example, Thursday afternoon was the worst peak hour, where we ended up with, on average for all drivers on the Atlanta network, 67% extra travel time compared to quiet conditions. So that means a lot of wasted time, and we hope that people would think about, well, can I actually take a different route and miss this particular traffic jam? Can I leave at a different time and miss that worst hour? In this day and age of flexible working, we still see really extreme peak hour conditions, and it seems a huge unnecessary waste if people are able to be more flexible. Really, traffic jams could really be seriously reduced if only the 5% of people changed their plans and didn't add themselves to congested roads. We could actually improve speeds and travel times by up to 30% in the really congested areas. And that's true in Atlanta as well. I mean, it's looking at where the worst bottlenecks are in Atlanta. And there are arterials in Atlanta that, at the same time, are not as highly congested. So it's clear that to some extent people are picking the same route every day and at the same time, and we really hope to change that.
How many years have you guys done this list?
We have data starting in 2008. We've done a list actually for the last 5 years, publishing it.
Okay. Do you remember what Atlanta was over the last couple of years?
Atlanta has been, I was just looking at the historical trend for Atlanta, and from 2008... So 7 years ago, it had an overall level that we calculated for the whole day and whole network of 18% compared to 24%. So it's gone up by a third. Congestion levels have gone up by a third since 2008. And Atlanta has just had a continual steady rise. Some cities on the list have actually had slight decreases along the way, but Atlanta never had a decrease between 2008 and now. It's always been going up.
You mean up as in more congestion?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay, so we were below 13 prior to this.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the highest Atlanta has been since you've been taking these records since 2008.
It's the highest congestion level we've measured in Atlanta. The ranking may have changed because we've been adding cities over the years. As we have more data, we've been essentially expanding our list. Now we have 71 cities that we've included in this report. So the ranking in the reports changes a little bit just because we keep adding more smaller cities actually as well.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else we didn't go over? Anything else you'd like to add?
Maybe just to point out, I think one thing that I noticed about Atlanta is that some of the worst bottlenecks, unlike other cities, they're not in the center of the city. They're in the outer suburbs. And I think that reflects some of the challenges in Atlanta, that it's got employment so spread around that it's very difficult for planners and local authorities to really change the situation in any kind of easy way. We can see that really no city's been able to build themselves out of congestion, but with these kinds of really spread out growing American cities, it's really tough to do something to change that pattern. So we really encourage drivers to look at what's available in terms of information and try to see if they can change their own behavior, their own pattern, and save some of that time.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your interest.